Several witnesses to disasters and conflicts from around the world opened the summit with powerful stories about their experiences and how they overcame adversity. Victoria Arnaiz-Lanting came from the Philippines to talk about Typhoon Haiyan, which struck her homeland with lethal force in November 2013.
It is 6 in the morning. Visibility is zero. Howling winds tear our windows apart and crush our doors. Flying coconuts are piercing our roofs. The fierce winds begin to shake our houses like an earthquake. Electricity is off. All communications are gone. The waters rise, and for 3 long hours, I am thinking, this is the end of the world.
UN Population Fund Goodwill Ambassador and American actress Ashley Judd pointed out that it was often the most vulnerable in any disaster or conflict around the world who suffered the most. She said that gender inequality, even when mankind most needed to come together in adversity, was the defining norm of our time.
75% of those affected by disaster are in fact girls and women. Think Nepal, with the grotesque spike in sex trafficking after the earthquake in 2015.
Daniel Craig, United Nations global advocate for the elimination of mines and explosive hazards, said the summit needed to be much more than just a discussion. The survival of hundreds of thousands around the world was at stake.
This summit is about potential. Potential to start the biggest humanitarian movement in our history, but potential is an empty word without action.
It's a summit where the long-term needs of the world's children caught up in disaster are also being given priority. Executive Chair of the Global Business Coalition for Education, Sarah Brown, told me here in Istanbul that the launch of the Education Cannot Wait Fund was an important step for the sake of future generations.
This first ever World Humanitarian Summit represents a very valuable opportunity for education in emergencies. Education has for too long been left out of the humanitarian response equation and out of the budgets.
Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.